This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's special bonus podcast, An Audience of One, where I'm the audience for one of my comedy friends. And today we have somebody very special all the way from Indiana. It's Alex Valdez. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, Alex was part of a great comedy team, O'Brien and Valdez. And yes, he is the one and only blind stand-up comic in the business. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be here. It's a pleasure, as always. And, you know, a lot of people, when they see me for the very first time, they say, Alex, why no sunglasses? And, well, you know, I don't see deaf people wearing earmuffs.
That's so true. You never wore the sunglasses, and
no,
I never thought about it. You're like the only blind guy that does it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, never wore the sunglasses, you know. And, you know, being blind, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, like, Scott, I don't know if you knew this, but about 10 years ago, the state of Michigan passed a law allowing blind people to hunt. Unbelievable. They allow blind people to hunt. And I figured out who voted for it. It was the deer.
Yeah, they feel pretty safe. How do they let blind people hunt? That's amazing.
Well, you have to, supposedly, you have to have a spotter with you. But, you know, I don't know how that works. You know? But, you know, being blind, I've traveled all over the country. You know, I live now here in Indiana. And I remember last summer, my wife and I, we took our two nephews, Nick and Noah, we took them to the Indianapolis Zoo. And I've got to say, Scott, what a ripoff. $20 to smell kangaroo caca. It was a ripoff.
That doesn't seem quite fair, does it?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I remember one time, Scott, you know, I'm a guide dog user now also. When you first knew me, I was traveling everywhere with my cane. And I remember one time traveling with my guide dog. And we were traveling from L.A., from Southern California to Washington, D.C. for an engagement. And we had a layover in Denver. And Denver's a huge, huge airport. And this was before 9/11. So I remember I got to my gate and I was getting ready for my next flight. And I said to the gate agent, I said, listen, I said, you know, the next leg of our trip here is kind of long. And Roka needs to get outside and relieve herself. Is there any way, you know, you could get someone to take us outside so I can relieve Roka and she'll feel better. I'll feel better. Everybody on the plane will feel better, you know. Is there any way we can do that? And the gate agent said, oh, Mr. Valdez, I'm so very sorry. You know, I wish we could, but we really don't have time. And I said, no, 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 listen. I said, really? I really need to get my dog out. She hasn't been out in a while. Really need to get her the opportunity. Mr. Valdez, I'm so sorry. Your plane is here at the gate. We can't help you. I said, okay, all right. So I'm turning away from the gate agent at the counter there, and this gentleman walked up to me. This man walked up, and he said, Alex, he said, excuse me. He said, Mr. Valdez, he said, I overheard your conversation, and he said, I would be more than happy to get your dog out. He said, I've raised labs all my life. I love Labradors. He said, let me take your dog out, and I'll make sure that she has the opportunity to relieve herself. And I said, gosh, I said, that's really kind of you. I appreciate this. I said, but, you know, we don't have time. And he says, trust me, we have plenty of time. I'm your pilot. And I said, really? And he said, I'm Mike. I'm your pilot. He said, this plane's going nowhere without me. Let me take your dog. So I handed him Roka's leash and I handed him a bag to pick up after her. And I sat down, and then I started laughing because I had realized that I left Roka's harness on. So she was in full harness, and I thought to myself, I wonder what people are thinking when they see a United pilot in full uniform running down the concourse with a guide dog.
That's great. Oh, that paints such a great image. That's funny, Alex.
I can only imagine that people were looking and doing double takes and going, did you see that? My God, thank God he went past our gate.
What a great story and what a nice guy. That's funny. Well, thanks so much for sharing that story, Alex.
You're very welcome, Scott. Thank you. Thanks for keeping the laugh going.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our short bit of funny from Alex Valdez in Indiana. Thanks for listening to our special Audience of One podcast. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.